Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, oh, Dirty and the MILF.
The big DILF.
I called myself the MILF.
I think you just said MILF.
And the DILF.
The big DILF.
I love it, Tyler.
I'm trying to think who just walked by. What's on your mind?
Sorry, Bear. and Psycho T. And the latest is, this is 5 o'clock fire brought to you by Kirk Holmes and... the Astros are in a tie ball game. Oh, I thought it was mine. In the seventh inning, and Ryan Pressly is out in the game. He has just given up a
strong double.
A double to Aaron Judge, and the Yankees have the go-ahead run in scoring position as Ryan Pressly's out in the seventh. So we're seeing some decisions that Joe Espada's having to make. And by the way, fellas, I'm looking on the text line, and for the first time I hear it, I see it, Espada is an idiot.
Singleton for Myers? What?
He's had some moments. What'd you think about that one? I was going to see what you thought about that. So he pulls out, or he left Framber Valdez in as he hit a pitcher to walk him in to get to 4-2, but then he brings in Seth Martinez. That's who he brings in, and Martinez immediately gets a bases-loaded walk to get the lead to 4-3. And then at 4-4 in the bottom of the sixth inning, Jake Myers, who has a no-doubt home run in this game, comes up to the plate with runners on first and third with two outs, and he brings in John Singleton, the lefty, and he immediately hits a grounder to the pitcher to end that inning. What y'all think about that, John? John Singleton. I thought John might have lost his job. But what y'all thoughts about that, John Singleton coming in for Jake?
I absolutely hate it. That's your center fielder, man. I mean, that's your, and they just took the lead. No,
they did.
No, held him up at third. I hate it. I absolutely hate it. I mean, that's your center fielder, man. That's a guy that you have gone out on a limb to say, we're going to commit to this guy. He's going to be our center fielder. And again.
But if you were going to pitch it for anybody, it would be Jake Myers, wouldn't he, in the lineup?
Well, Singleton ain't getting his ass off the bench until Abreu's tired. I mean, period.
Is it pinch hitting for Jake or more of the person he elected to go with?
Both to me. I mean, because you're talking about one at bat, one situation on opening day baseball. To where you're telling your young center fielder that you've committed to that you believe that John Singleton's got a better chance than he does.
Well, here's
it don't make no sense. If anything, I mean, Dubon's the guy. Now, but I understand you're talking about a big lefty, whatever, the lefty righty thing. Fine, I mean that's fine. I hate that part of baseball. But it's baseball, and I hate the move.
But that's the part that, and I was going to say, and you brought it up, because Tyler and Clint, who went in when Jake got pulled?
Dubon.
Who do you trust at the plate, first and third, with two outs? Dubon or John Singleton?
That
makes sense.
I mean, like that's the part for me with Espada. You were going to put Dubon in anyway. You were gonna, and I understand the lefty righty. I don't give a rip. Lefty righty. Who do you even to give you a good at bat to get a hit? Who do you trust more? It would be Dubon. Damn it! I'm glad baseball is back. God, we get to have these stupid conversations. Yes, but I do. I don't understand. Like that's the part is because you had to say to yourself, "All right, yeah, I'm gonna take Jake out." And I'm going to put Dubon in at center, but I'm going to take a bat away from Dubon.
What has John Singleton done in Major League Baseball?
I mean, who is
in the
John
last
anyway?
5 years that he makes you think that's a good idea?
He had a hell of a walk in front of the hit against the Rangers.
Hell of a walk.
Altuve getting that home run.
I'll never agree with that. Never have. Never will.
That's an interesting decision. And then he goes Ryan Pressly. I ain't gonna lie to you, but Ryan Pressly now. He needs to pick it up. This is looking like a few of the jams that he was in at times last year, man. So we'll see. We'll keep you updated there, but. I would go here because I think coming into this game, the big conversation was going to be Framber Valdez and what we were going to get from him today. And Clint, you weren't as confident, and I thought he would be all right. I thought he'd be solid. Today he goes 4 2/3, walks 6 in this game, which is a career high. Am I right on that, Tyler?
Correct.
That's a career high. Career high 6 walks there. And he also hit a batter as well. He gave up 5 hits on 3 earned runs, 6 walks against those 5 strikeouts. Ryan Pressly's just walked the bases loaded with 1 out, by the way.
Hell.
But Framber, 4 2/3, almost getting through 5. Your thoughts about his first start to start the season?
It wasn't good. I mean, it was one of those deals where I didn't coming into this game, I was concerned about Framber Valdez. I didn't expect a solid outing from Framber Valdez. And there was nothing that we just watched that made me believe that any different about Framber Valdez. Like you said, the one good thing was I don't recall a moment where he got frazzled or let the he got squeezed a couple of times in that process of loading the bases at 3 out of 5 innings. He did get squeezed a couple of times. He didn't appear rattled at all. So I guess that's a plus. But when you look at what Framber Valdez did today, it wasn't terrible. It was nowhere near ace-like. And it didn't move the needle relative to me gaining confidence based on what I saw the second half of last year, the playoffs, and what we heard went on this year in spring training.
Yeah, for me is – He did some things to get himself out of jams, right? He had the bases loaded 3 separate times in the 5 innings he was in there, and 2 of them he was able to get out of it. And that's the thing is you love what he's able to do and his ability to get himself out of jams. That's what makes him special and gives him the opportunity to be an ace. But you're hoping you have one of those a start. You know, not all of those. That many times. And if you constantly get into bases-loaded jams, you're going to get bit no matter how good your stuff is. If you're constantly struggling with your control, you're going to get bit. And that's the part with him.
And the Astros ended up getting bit because, I mean, he hits a batter, Seth Martinez comes in and walks a batter. When you put yourself in those kind of situations consistently, like Framber did today, to your point, you're going to get bit.
And the Yankees take the lead on a sac fly. As the walks come back to hurt them, Verdugo is able to drive in Aaron Judge. The Yankees lead 5-4 here in the 7th. 2 outs still to go as they've come all the way back here. As some of the guys that you need to come through have slipped up and failed, through this. The bullpen that we thought would be really good, Montero comes in with a 4-3 lead and gives up the lead and gives up a home run to tie the game. And now Ryan Pressly coming in the seventh gives up the go-ahead run right now. Who knows what they do moving forward. But we will keep you updated. Framber again, all right, three runs he gave up on five hits in 4 2/3 innings. Walked six, hit another batter. But in the first inning, the Astros, they score four runs. Jake hits a homer in this game, as well as Chaz McCormick with a huge two-out single, and Yiner Diaz with a two-out single as well. So 5-4 right now, the Yankees take the lead as we move on. We'll keep you updated as they are in the top of the seventh.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, it is a big sports weekend. The Houston Open started. I know Tyler will be there tomorrow. We're looking at opening day here. And tonight, the NCAA tournament, the men's NCAA tournament restarts as the Sweet 16 happens tonight. And apparently there's money on the line here for the drive, at least for you two. You got a parlay
right
on all four games?
That's right.
All right, Arizona-Clemson tonight. I like Arizona in this game.
I believe that's the one we took the under.
Took the over on points, right?
Yep.
Took the over on points.
Oh, okay.
There it is. So you make sure.
Hey, it hasn't started yet. You're good.
Know that, but make sure you're celebrating the right thing. Like if it's 25-24 at the half, Clinton had been like, hell yeah.
Yeah.
No, taking the over in that game, San Diego State, Connecticut. They look tough, man. They look tough as Ryan Pressly once again gets out of that inning as he strikes out the final hitter, 5-4 going to the bottom of the seventh. And Alabama, Carolina, Illinois, Iowa State. Clint, that Alabama, North Carolina, that game has a chance to be a really, really fun game, up and down. We've seen Alabama. They have gone up and down. They play crazy. And then that Illinois, Iowa State has a chance to be a really tight game as well. So how you feeling about this this cash you got out here?
I always feel good about it before they start.
You've been on a streak, huh?
I've been on a little bit of a streak. I mean, I've played five parlays, and I hit three of them.
I changed my mind, fellas. I'm in on this.
Oh, no, your money's no good.
My money's no good.
Your money, you're dead to us.
Is it dead? I can't get my 34 in?
You're dead to us, bro.
All right, that's all right. I'm out. You're right. You know what? I didn't want it.
You got to make your mind up, man.
I'm out.
Seventh inning stretch. Tyler, should we let him in?
I guess. Yeah, I mean, it, just because they were his picks. Yeah, we'll let you in. But once you're in, you're locked in, bro.
All right. I'm in.
All right. Locked in.
He shook on it.
I shook on it. I'm in.
He shook on it.
I love it.
By the way, I remember I use bar soap. I don't use a rag or a loofah. And he just shook my hand.
Nasty.
Jesus Christ, man.
Dang, they done brought old Julia Cole. They done brought her back out to sing a little 7th.
Oh, did she know she had a double?
I didn't realize she had double duty today, man.
Oh, wow.
Look at it.
I don't hear her, but I see her. And wow.
When Jeff and Craig are at the stadium, do they have to sit by each other? Is that like a rule?
I imagine them free tickets they get every night behind the plate. They sit where
they show up. All right, hell, I guess we got to sit together. Here we go.
Does Julia Grove have an Instagram?
Yes.
Stop, Tyler.
Yes.
No,
yes.
She is. She is something now, I'm telling you.
C-O-L-E.
If she sings as good as she looks.
Let's hope we win
money
tonight.
There's some serious swag by the way.
Get out of here.
There's some serious swag there.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, I don't know if you saw last night, Clint. Draymond Green, less than 4 minutes into the game, he was ejected. So he slid himself into two technicals to get ejected, and it was really silly. He could have completely avoided it. That is huge because the Rockets are a game behind them. They were able to win that game in Orlando, a good team, but he was suspended. I'm telling you, Tyler, you said you're going to – that Warriors-Rockets game
at
Toyota Center coming up next Thursday.
Yeah, just locked in my tickets yesterday. Going to be there for next Thursday for Rockets-Warriors and maybe some playoff positioning with fingers crossed.
Tyler, you don't even wait until they're officially back. You just need a 10-game winning streak and you start buying tickets, huh?
That's huge. That's a, listen, it's going to be a huge game.
I went to a game this year.
I want to go to it. I'm thinking about downloading the game time.
The first week?
I got the game time app downloaded, but I'm thinking about
opening
seeing if I slip into some tickets to that Rockets game on that game time.
You should.
App. No, it wasn't opening day. You slid somewhere in the middle of the season.
Yeah, it was right before the All-Star break, I believe.
Yeah, but
it was when Shingun got hot.
But that's going to be a big game. Yeah, but that's going to be a big game. And Clint, I am here and ready for Dylan Brooks to try to push Draymond Green. I am certain Dylan Brooks is going to try to do this.
Well, I think that's why he's here.
Yes, I think Dylan Brooks is waiting for that game to push the limits of Draymond, and it's not hard to do. And clearly, it's not hard to do to get himself ejected and get himself.
Oh,
in trouble.
Yeah, getting good and worked up and getting ejected.
Yeah.
That game's here, right?
Yeah, it is.
If Tyler's going, it's here.
Yeah, it's.
Oh, I don't know. Hell, Tyler might fly out.
Yeah. You're right. He might fly out to San Francisco. Maybe have a weekend at Napa Valley with Megan and then
that's right.
really kick it.
That's
catch
right.
that awful Texans game in
that'd
Carolina.
Be, that'd be, what an idea, man. Ease on out there. Get you a Warriors game in. Ease up to Napa Valley. Maybe ease back down and get you a Giants game in. San Francisco did a good job this year. Ease on down and get you a Giants game in.
Hey, that maroon money don't stop,
oh,
bro.
That Giant, hey, man, beautiful that, park. What a beautiful true. Park it is. Giant AT&T
By park. The way, there's about six people in here with your wife, and I think she picked up the tab.
Well,
you might want to ask her about that when you get home.
She's an Aggie too, you know. Maroon money runs deep.
Come on, Tube.
There you go. That get us started. We'll keep you updated here.
Lead off single.
As we continue, the Astros are going to try to get back in this game. Leading the whole way now, they trail in the bottom of the seventh. Altuve kicks things off with a little bloop hit as they get going here. We'll keep you updated as we are live here at Tom's Watch Bar. Come on out. Enjoy the last few innings of this game. Opening day, can't get better.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's opening day, H-Town. Live from Tom's Watch Bar downtown. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in as we return here at Tom's Watch Bar. And this, I was really interested in seeing who was going to be coming out in this eighth inning. As the Astros started out hot, and they led the game 4-0 in the first inning. And now they trail 5-4 in the top of the eighth. And we're going T-A-Y-L-E-R, Taylor Scott. Is in
that's very close to my name, Tyler Scott.
It is Taylor Scott. Is in the game, and he was one of the people on the final roster that I had no clue who it was. But Taylor,
now you know
Taylor Scott is
tall drink of water
is in the eighth inning right now. I was wondering since they used Ryan Pressly in that seventh inning. Who would come out in the eighth, and Ryan Ditch.
First career opening day roster he's made here. Well done, ladies. Well done. Well done. Y'all put the suits together well. First opening day roster, without a doubt. And I'm going to be honest, there's a big-time opportunity here for him, Ron.
Yeah, no, it
when
is.
You look at what Seth Martinez and
what Presley did.
Well, Presley, too. I think Presley's untouchable. But Seth Martinez and Montero. Rafael Montero, when you look at what those two did, there's a real opportunity to get you some run here, Taylor.
No, it is. The bullpen, they have entered the game, and they've given up runs each
every guy.
Every guy. I know Seth Martinez won't be an earned run, but he allowed a run while he was out there walking with the bases loaded with four straight pitches. But, no, it has not been good for the bullpen thus far today. And hopefully they can keep it right here in the Astros over the next two innings, find a way to get this lead back. But they trail 5-4 right now as they are in the top of the eighth.
What events you think these folks are going to? They're dressed like that.
Yeah. So,
I mean, that's not an Astros game.
That's not an Astros game.
Oh, is that old boy next door, the concert next door? Apparently old buddy next door is pretty big time.
Is he? They came ready, didn't they?
Yeah, I mean, that's leather skirt. That's tassels, black tassels. I mean,
That's a different thing right there. That's a different event. Yeah, that's not coming over to Tom's Watch Bar to watch.
That ain't going from Astros opening day to Tom's Watch Bar. Right.
Snap a pick so I can see.
No.
No, they're gone, Tyler. That'd be kind of creepy.
Tyler, calm down. All right. Hey, real quick with the Texans. As we've rolled through here, and we're past some of the free agents and we're rolling to the draft. I know at season's end, and this may not be the same thing. I know at season's end, the big thing you were saying, the big issue they have is, hey man, they gotta do something about this offensive line. This offensive line they've got that may be the biggest thing that D'Amico has in front of them. I know this may be different. What would you say is the biggest need now? We're going through free agency. The biggest need right now for the Texans as we enter this second part of the offseason, going to the draft, they've filled some spots, got some new guys in certain spots. What do you think right now as you look at this team is the number one need?
Oh, man, that's the number one, if you couch it like that, is defensive tackle, I think.
That's for you easy. Yeah.
Yeah, look, I just think they're going to be in trouble. If D'Amico Autry is truly going to be a he's ultimately going to be a full-time defensive tackle. That doesn't sit well with me. I don't know how he's not more of a rotational guy. And if he is more of a rotational guy in terms of playing defensive end and defensive tackle, then how are you going to create any kind of push up front? How are you going to get any kind of consistency inside of the defensive tackle position? I'm not near – like I hear Seth Payne, and I respect Seth Payne's opinion. I just can't get anywhere near where he's at in terms of confidence level. I've heard Mark Vandermeer and John Harris talk about it. I can't get anywhere near where they are in terms of confidence level. Do we have guys that are going to play good D-line and can help you get through a season? Sure, but I mean, do you have the guys that are going to be like difference makers in defense to the next level? You're missing that at the defensive tackle position. So I think first and foremost, priority, Ron, is defensive tackle.
I'm feel good if they had to play a game today. Not at all. That's kind of how I feel at the cornerback position.
Well, that's where I was going next. The corner position and the defensive back position. I mean, the linebacker position are two for me that, man, you've got some real issues at depth. Let's just say I like the linebackers that you have, but you've got two of them right now. Right now, Henry Toa would have to be an everyday player for you. And that scares me. You look at the cornerback position, like you said, I'm okay with C.J. Henderson and Jeff Okuda battling and the best one being a starting corner for this team.
You'd at least feel comfortable with that.
I would feel
comfortable. A certain level. More comfortable than you would Tim Settle and Khalil Davis.
Well, I mean, look, let's be honest, man. I mean, the reality of it is you can cover up a corner.
Yeah. Help.
You can either help him over the top or you can tell his ass, hey, you get 8 yards off and you pedal at the snap. I mean, you ain't getting beat deep. Force him to throw it underneath and we'll live with that. You can cover up for a corner issue.
Easier than you can somebody right up the middle.
If you don't have a presence inside and a quarterback can drop back, I don't give a damn how good you are off the edges. That quarterback is going to be comfortable as hell pushing back up in the pocket. His vision's going to be nice and pretty. He's going to have throwing lanes. I don't personally see anybody on this roster that is going to change that. Now, with the exception of Denico Autry, third down, obvious passing situations, I think they're going to be pretty damn good. But down in, down out, I don't see anybody that's going to push that pocket in passing situations. And
so that's the most glaring need right now is defensive tackle.
Yeah, and again, I'll go back to what Baltimore did in the fourth quarter last year to the Texans. I mean, the game, look, you weren't going to win that game anyway because your offense couldn't do anything, right? But the way that Baltimore was able to milk that clock and just literally just beat you down was what I believe you got to try to avoid. And I just don't see anybody on this team right now inside that's going to help you do that. Now, I'll say the other thing real quick, Ron. Offensively, to your point when you opened the segment, you said I'm concerned about this O-line. I am overly concerned about this O-line if you're going to try to be this downhill, dominate the line of scrimmage offensive football team. But if you're going to play to your tackle strength, if you're going to play to your quarterback strengths, if you're going to play to your tight end strengths and you're going to throw the football, you're going to be a pass-first offense, pass to set up the run. I love the running back you got. I think the need there on the offensive side of the football is if that's going to be your approach, you got to find you another wide receiver to add to this mix right here. You can't expect Noah Brown to go get a buck 50. You can't expect Robert Woods to produce in this offense.
And that's where I get it because you brought up the Baltimore thing. And when the two things I think about Baltimore was the dam finally broke in the second half and they just could not stop the run. But the other thing for me was they just didn't have another dude or somebody that even scared Baltimore and at least back Baltimore off of being so aggressive or somebody that could just go and make plays. And I don't know if Mixon is that enough. Now, I do ask myself, is Tank enough? Is Tank being back enough? Would he be enough to kind of make the Ravens feel different? And that's where I do kind of go to the spot of, I'm with you on D-tackle. The second corner makes me a bit nervous. But, as you said, at least the second corner, I think they can hide that. And I think, hell, them guys at least would be okay stopping the run, I think. To get to where you want to get, I just put myself in the Baltimore game, and I'm like, dude, they got enough weapons that can generate stuff to where it's not just on CJ.
Yeah.
You have to do every single little thing to give us a chance.
Well, I mean, look, that to me in this offense, if you decide –
And Tank may be good enough. Maybe Tank is of him.
That's where I'm going, Ron, is like that's a serious roll of the dice. I love Tank Dell. No, I mean, look, I'm the president of the fan club. If his mama will let me have it, I am the president of the fan club. But it is a huge roll of the dice to say Tank Dell being healthy is going to be the difference in this offense getting absolutely embarrassed in the second round of the playoffs and you making a run. Because let's be honest. I mean, had they got by Baltimore in the AFC last year, guess what? You're bumping heads with another great defense in Kansas City. Guess what? If you get by that defense, you're bumping heads with another great defense in San Francisco. It just when you get to that level, it just doesn't get any easier. That's my whole point. And
would you say you might be able to get one of them, but can you consistently get all of them?
You got to be damn good to go three in a row, bop bop bop, and knock them all off. Yeah. That's the deal. Is like let's not act like it's just, oh, well, Baltimore had our number and the plan was better and the game got away from us. And if we just adjust this, no, okay, yeah, that one game, but you're bumping up against, like, you better have some serious faith and trust in your identity. And whatever that identity is, you better be able to lean into it.
I'm seeing it, D-tackle, some people agree with you. I'm seeing people saying receiver. I'm seeing people say corner. I'm seeing people say second tight end. Damn, you feel real good about this crew if you think second tight end is the biggest need. We'll continue that conversation. And keep you updated on what's going on with your Houston Astros as they trail currently in the bottom of the eighth inning, 5-4 to the Yankees. All of that as we continue rolling live from Tom's Watch Bar right here live on The Drive.
It's opening day, H-Town. Live from Tom's Watch Bar downtown. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back as we're here live, Tom's Watch Bar. It's been a fun time out here as the Astros, as Clint said during the break, they got to get this W in the bottom of the ninth. They got to come back and win this thing as they trail 5-4 here in the top of the ninth. They have brought in Joe Espada, his new toy, Mr. Josh Hader, his new toy in that bullpen. And he has been dominant up since he has entered this game, trying to hold this lead down to 5-4. I mean, he just got so far in on his bat on Anthony Rizzo.
It's just
I don't know how you pick him up. You're left-handed.
I mean, it's just attack. It's just attack mode.
It's just long legs, long arms, hair. Everything's going everywhere, and then damn, that thing's right on top of you.
And he ain't pitching around nothing.
No, he's
it's attack mode. Yeah. He's in full bear mode.
I bet you. Yeah, shut up, man. Needs to do that.
There it is.
Sits Anthony Rizzo down.
Hey, two straight K's, man.
Yeah, man, he came in, busted him inside. He swung at that one, then comes back outside. He swung through that one. So, two strikeouts of Giancarlo Stanton and Anthony Rizzo, and he's got two outs here in the top of the ninth. Hey, Tyler, I don't know who you got. Oh, who's coming up in the bottom of the ninth for the Astros?
Let me check.
If you get that, check that out. We'll let the people know who's coming up in the bottom of the ninth. As Clint, Clint said it during the break. Said the Astros going to win this thing in the bottom of the ninth.
They're going to win this thing in the bottom of the ninth for this Yankee fan sitting right in front of me.
Right here in front of you. Yeah, he's been feeling himself, hasn't he? There's a few of them out here at Tom's Watch Bar tonight. Someone said receiver they felt like was – the number one.
I could get down with that if the move is let CJ cook, which yeah. I think this team is best built to do. Let CJ cook.
They could survive with their wide receiver. I mean, with Noah as the third, with Tank and Nico. Doesn't seem as daunting as Tim Settle and.
If your goal is to establish a run,
Dubon, Altuve, Alvarez coming up in the bottom of the ninth.
Yeah, y'all messed around and had to get to Alvarez, didn't you? I see you, Chief. Stand up one time, Minute Maid.
Strike three, by the way.
I felt
that one.
But yeah, look, if the plan is, which I believe it should be offensively, I think you're beating your head against the wall if you think you're going to run the football. Consistently better than you did last year. Look, I understand the running back improvement. You're going to run the football better. It can't get any worse, if we're being completely honest, in terms of running the ball effectively and consistently. And I think at this point you just got to let CJ cook. And if you're going to do that, I think you need another weapon. Yeah. You could very well get away with Tank Dell, because I think Tank Dell's good enough. I believe in Tank Dell that much, but it would be a huge gamble. I like the thought of Nico, Tank Dell, Dalton Schultz. What's my running back's name? My mind just went blank.
Joe Mixon
in the backfield catching run. Brevin Jordan getting mixed in. I like that. I mean, I think you can do some things with that. But if you're going to legitimately scare folks with the pass game, at some point it's got to be about more than just C.J. Stroud being – just, I mean,
out of his mind,
like ridiculously out of your mind. Nobody's ever seen accurate. I mean, my biggest concern for CJ is the amount of football that he played last year over 19 games, which he didn't. What did he play? He set out two, so 17 games.
Yeah.
The amount of time that he was able to play on time, on schedule, and in rhythm.
You feel like that's going to drop this year.
I think it's impossible to duplicate.
Yeah.
It's not impossible because we've seen we've seen guys do it before. I'm just hesitant to mention those guys because we're talking about the greatest of all time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We're talking about Aaron Rodgers. We're talking about Drew Brees. We're talking about Tom Brady, the greatest ever to play on time and on schedule at about a 99.9% clip. I mean, it can be done. It's just to think that C.J. Stroud did it his first year is crazy, which he did. To think that they're going to consistently, like,
pull it off,
win at a second, third round of the playoff level. That's a crazy roll of the dice. It could happen, but that's a crazy roll of the dice. So if they're going to go C.J. and then just let C.J. cook,
yeah,
I think they
that.
Need another weapon.
Yeah. Well, I think they do, and I just think if you're going to tell me, all right, when we're talking about if we're doing a reset and after everything, their number one need. Like they can survive with Noah Brown as their third receiver, Tank and Nico. They can survive more than they can survive. To me, I feel more comfortable there than other spots, like the second corner or the third corner at this point.
Well, Ron, that is a huge gamble. Again, as much as we believe it, it's a huge gamble with Tank.
No, it's a huge gamble.
And to be honest with you, it's a big gamble with Nico as well. But Tank's as much as I've poo-pooed it, like the size, the big play, it is a real roll of the dice to
John
put all
Singleton,
your.
I mean, Mauricio Dubon leads off the inning with a hit.
Oh, you boy, ain't right for that, bro.
Joe is about to go ahead.
Deservedly so.
And he should.
Deservedly so.
Because, I mean, I know a few texters that I know, well, one that ends in 8-5 that would have Dusty's ass hung up.
Yeah.
Right,
I mean,
now.
Look, if you're listening a little earlier, what was the run on first and third?
First and third, two outs.
First and third, two
Jake
outs.
Myers,
Jake Myers, who hit a bomb in the second, first inning. No, oh. Second or first?
When first or second inning.
Whenever it was, hit an absolute walk. I mean, just bombing.
Our teammate's going to go ahead and try to walk this thing up.
You throw
a first pitch fastball, you're an idiot, Holmes. I don't know who you are. And he did, and he broke the bat.
And that's his name, Holmes.
But nonetheless, Singleton pinch hit for Jake Myers instead of Dubon.
I'm not going to respond to you. Yep.
That really is his name.
No, it is. Holmes. Yeah. But no, he's going.
How about the situation that you're in right now? Literally, the first game, opening day, you're in a situation where if Joe Espada doesn't make the change in the lineup, Yordan Alvarez might not get to the plate.
They should both get to the plate. Oh, they won't. Oh, they might. That's a hit. Yep. First and second. As Yordan gets another hit, perfectly placed, first and second runner, the tying run in scoring position Kyle Tucker. You need it. This is the moment.
The point, Ron, though, coming into this inning, if Yordan's still batting third, there's a chance he doesn't get to the plate.
Yeah. Now right? He has to.
Now he has to.
This is why you bet your best players
right.
higher in the order. That's why some people are saying Yordan, although the speed, batting second, that's not traditional. Well, that's what, like, the Yankees have done this. They've got Soto and Judge right up there at 2 and 3, and now the Astros are doing the same thing. Judge was hitting second last year.
He was leading off.
You're right. At times he was leading off. At times, yeah, he's hitting in the top two spots.
Damn it, Tuck. This is it, man.
Tyler, we lost Clint standing
up. Come on,
up.
Man. I mean, this is it right here.
I said to you before the game started the first hour, I said, Kyle Tucker is somebody – man, he's got a walk. He scored a run, but he had a hit in the gap that was
that old
taken
Yankee
away
ass is tight, ain't it?
From Verdugo, yeah, that ass is a little tight. Rob Gronkowski, go watch the Dynasty documentary. He really, really spoke to tight
sphincters.
Yeah. It was an Uh-oh. Interesting breakdown of how he broke that down. But no, Tucker is somebody. Like, right now, this is a huge moment for Kyle Tucker. I know Landry said he forgot about that playoff Tucker when the playoffs ended. I think a lot of people still remember the Kyle Tucker that just couldn't come through in any way. And he comes through here. I bet they hold the runner.
Nope.
They're sending Dubon, and he is out.
He's
at
out
the
at
plate.
Home plate. Out at home plate.
Espada said he was going to be more aggressive on the
is
bases
that Gary
this
Pettis
year.
Down there? As Juan Soto throws out, as of now.
It's my least favorite player in baseball.
I know it is. Mauricio Dubon. But Tucker does come through with the RBI hit. It looks like the Astros are at least going to try to at least take a look at this. But Dubon, it looks like they're playing shallow, which is really surprising. You would think they would be playing a little deeper than that, but I don't know about that.
I don't know.
We'll
Did
see.
He get to him?
We'll see.
Come
they're
on,
looking
we got
at
another
this.
Camera somewhere now. Did he
as
get there?
The Astros nearly tied this one up.
I don't know. I need to see it.
Need to see another angle.
I tell you what, if I was Dubon and he didn't
Here's
get me, I'd
angle.
Have been screaming.
Here's the angle. He's got that oven mitt on.
I don't know. I don't know.
Can't tell.
Here it is right here. Here it is right here.
Does he touch him? Does he tag him? I think he's out.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, you can't tell from there. Bad thing is he called him out from
the
jump.
But they called him. I think he's out. I think he's out because he didn't immediately touch the plate as we are just – we are rolling. By the way, shout out to everybody here at Tom's Watch Bars. It is 5:52. We're riding through here. Shout out to everybody. But this is fun. This place is on fire, right? I love coming here, man. We came here near the playoffs when the Texans took on the Browns. The Texans took on the Ravens.
I don't know, man.
Oh, I don't know
now. Right
that,
there,
that,
Chief.
That one looks like he never got him. We'll see what they do here. This is a huge, huge call. It would be, Clint, runners on. What a move by the waitress to be able to shake through with that prime rib sandwich and that au jus that could have fallen on everybody. Shout out. Great job, ma'am. But this would set up, if this is overturned, it would be 5-5 with runners on first and second with one out, and Jose Abreu Alex Bregman coming to the plate. I think he got him right there. Yeah, I think he got him right there on the jersey. Yeah, I think they're going to call him out on that one. But it will still set up runners on first and second. Yordan is in scoring position with Alex Bregman at the plate there. So we'll see what happens here. But the Astros now still trail at this moment 5-4. Clint, great job today as always.
Is it Tyler, time to go?
It's about that time. Tyler, great job as always. Listen, everybody who came out, hung out within the loop to start, hung out with us as well. We appreciate you joining us. They do call him out. It is runners on first and second with two outs and Alex Bregman coming up. Shout out to our engineer, Aaron. Shout out to everybody on our promo team. Bill Tainer in the house. He's going to get his name called. Shout out to everybody who has helped us put this thing together here at Tom's Watch Bar on Sports Radio 610. I am Ron Hughley coming up behind us. Texans All Access 6-7 and Area 45 with Bajani and Creighton, who I'm sure we'll talk about this first game. We'll see if the Astros are able to pull it out. I'm Ron Hughley. As always, Houston, we love you, baby. That's my dream. That's right. The Drive is live. There you go. There you go, Tyler. Tyler has already got himself started. When the day the lies
are ahead of me. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.